Adam Burrish has just stepped into our broadcast facility here at the Goose Island Pub, right across from, where are we? We're across from one. I was having trouble with this yesterday.
What is it, 110?
108 and
109.
108.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And just so I can set the scene for everybody at home, you guys are well fed here. There was a big bone-in steak. There's chicken fingers,
even
French
the bone's
fries,
gone now. I think our engineer ate the bone.
I like that. Is that a spicy margarita?
Yeah, I think it's a grapefruit margarita with mezcal. Wow. Yep. And we've got the ice cream beverages with loaded with alcohol that Violetta imbibed in. And
we'll give Queenie's a plug.
Sure.
Queenie's is a great idea what they're doing there with Queenie's, this high-end restaurant that they put in the stadium that's adjacent to it, so you can go, you don't even have to go to the game. You can go watch the game from inside the restaurant by way of kind of a bit of a visual trick. Have you been up there yet, Adam?
It's a cool space. Looks over the atrium.
Yeah.
The only thing disappointing me is that margarita is just a little out of my reach right now.
We'll give it to you when you're done. It looks like an awesome place.
Adam, this is the beauty of being in the broadcast world after you're in sports. Is that, everybody in broadcasting is treated like this. Yep. You know, we walk into a place and, you know, the chef of the place comes and delivers food and there's dances. We have literally dancing women out.
Everywhere.
Yeah. This is like, it's a
great. Maybe you guys, not me. Maybe because I'm still new at this.
When you're a player, you got to drink those gross green drinks and then now we get margaritas. It's much better.
I like this diet.
Yeah. Although the green drink, though, I would say Chef Mike's version of the green drink, quite good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's probably something, a little special sauce in that guy.
He won't tell us. Yeah. He won't reveal it. I mean, we've asked him so many times. Yeah. We try to get him off guard. Won't do it.
And hockey players don't like to drink. Are you kidding me?
That's very healthy.
Straight edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, how exciting is it this year? This is very fun.
This has been awesome. And I think if you would have asked anybody at the start of the year, are they going to start 5-2, and some ties, would you take it? Heck yeah, you would have taken it. And the games have been fun. They've been exciting. That game, the first home opener against Toronto, was maybe one of the most exciting hockey games ever been to in my life. The back and forth. Other than maybe you throw out that Tampa game, and Tampa's a sick team. They're as good as anybody. Throw that game out. The games have been exciting. They're entertaining. The Stars are putting on a show. And Kane, Taves, DeBrincat. And now you throw Crawford back in there. A lot of fun storylines. It's making my job easy. And I'm sure you guys, too, that we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. And coming to these games, again, is exciting. Last year, the way it ended, it was a little frustrating.
Deflating.
Oh, yeah.
This has been awesome this season. I don't think you could ask for a better start.
Talk about that, though, to have that core performing. Just to see that. How does that electrify the rest of the team?
That's what matters. And people always now, the experts want to break down, well, what about secondary scoring? And it doesn't matter in the league anymore. You've got to have your studs producing every night. Look around the league. All the teams that are great, they've got 3, 4, 5 guys that carry the mail. And that's it. That's the way the league goes now. It's like that in every sport. In football, you got to have a quarterback. Basketball, LeBron James is going to hog the ball and score 500 points a night. In hockey, you got to have two lines that can score, and you got to have a great goaltender. And the Hawks have that now. So anybody questioning, is this team going to make the play? This team's a playoff team. No question about it. When your stars are performing like they are, you get confidence. Look at Taves. He's got a big smile on his face this year. Yeah. He's lighting it up. Kane's Kane.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I think that's an excellent observation. But, you are a teammate. You get to understand. It seems the last two seasons he was tight.
Yeah.
Coming off of 15, which, 15 was an amazing season. And he did, there was a goal in that season where he scored from behind the net. And I still can't figure out how he did it. And it didn't hit anybody.
A magic trick.
It somehow bent around and went in. He's, he had an amazing season then. And then, 16 was just a letdown for the guys. And 17, obviously. There was talk. The people were thinking, well, maybe he moves on. Maybe you start breaking up the team. And then he comes back, and he is, we saw him in July, and he was invigorated and excited.
And hungry.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I think the biggest thing, and not to get too technical, but in the last 3 years, the game's changed a lot. There's no more big guys. There's no more clutching and grabbing. There's no more just banging bodies and hitting and grinding. It's a skill game now. It's speed and skill. If you can't skate and you're not agile and you're not super fit, you can't play in the league anymore. And I think in the last 3 years, all these young guys have come up, and guys that have been in the league 6, 7, 8 years, you're used to doing what you've done for 6 or 7 years, the way you train, the way you approach the game, and all of a sudden it changes fast. I mean, the game has changed fast now. And this summer, Taves, talking to him, he said he changed the way he trained. He skated earlier. He was on the ice earlier. He was more conscious of his conditioning. So he would lift his weights because he likes to be strong. He likes to have that big, heavy base. If you've ever seen him, his legs are massive. But he acknowledged his conditioning. And so nowadays, if you're playing in the league 7, 8, 10 years, you've got to be really quick and really fit. And this summer, he grinded his tail off here in Chicago. He stayed here the whole summer and worked with Paulie Goodman, the strength coach, and just trained his tail off. And he was with the Brinket a lot. And so you see that chemistry they have. Those guys really trained. And now to play, you got to be able to skate. He looks fast out there to
that
be this year.
That kid, wow. First of all, as I said about he and Violetta, our traffic reporter, I said they should be at the top of wedding cake. He's not a big guy.
Yeah.
But he is so fast, and he does something that you see that Patrick Kane does, which he creates space around him. Because you're never sure where his shoulders are moving, his hips are moving, where his hands are moving. And so he is so much fun. And you just got to feel so great for that kid when he's playing as well as he is. And other teams are starting to respect him.
Yep. I mean, he's deceptive. And I got to be honest with you. If you would have asked me at the start of the year, he scored 28 goals last year, led the team in goals last year. And people would say, do you think he's going to do it again? I went, man, I don't know if he can do that again. Maybe 25, 24 goals. Yeah. He's going to get 30 this year. Yeah. No problem. He's blown me away. He's exceeded expectations. He's just going to keep getting better. He's been fun to watch. He's deceptive. And the thing people don't know is his teammates love him. He's a good kid. He's nice in the locker room. He's respectful. Led the team in goals last year. He could have kind of strutted in there this year, big shot, sophomore
on
campus.
Well, he's not afraid to get into a little scrap on the ice.
A guy a lot bigger than him.
A guy like a foot on him.
How awesome was that? I mean, he's the real deal. This guy is the real deal, and people around the league better start taking notice of this guy. And I like the chemistry he's got with Taves, but, again, his teammates love him. And when you have that confidence and your teammates trust you, the sky's the limit for him.
He's excited.
And then he has to go home and do his homework right after the game.
Yeah, and he can't drink yet, right?
Which is great. Soon. It's awesome. All right, so in terms of just as a member of the team, when you're on the ice and things are starting to turn around and you see the crowd reacting in a way. I mean, Hawks fans are always very loyal.
Yep.
But there's a different sound in this room. You know, you go back to the opener against Toronto, which is so great. Original 16, it's, you know, seeing that blue sweater on this ice is pretty unique, and it's pretty great. And to play as well, the lamp just kept going and going and going. The ComEd bill was huge that night. And had they won that game, I think they would have never lost another game in the entire season.
Yeah. You know,
but it made them hungry. And the engagement of the crowd is so much more than it has been the last two seasons.
Big time. And that you're right, that Toronto game, that kind of set the standard for the year. And all summer long, the guys in Chicago and around the league, all you've heard about is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They signed just John Tavares to $10 billion. They've got Austin Matthews, arguably maybe the best player in the game right now. And all of a sudden, now you've got this Blackhawks team. Well, how are they going to be this year? How are they going to do against maybe the best team everybody's been talking about all summer? Well, they went toe-to-toe with the most offensive and fastest and skilled and young team in the league. I think that gave the Blackhawks a lot of confidence, and I think it gave the fans a lot of confidence. This is going to be a fun, exciting team to watch. That's what this team has been built on the last 7, 8, 10 years was back-and-forth action, run-and-gun. Quinville wants an exciting brand of hockey. It's certainly back right now.
Who's the guy we're not talking about we should be? Who's the guy you're watching that you're like, this is the next one to come?
Well, I like watching Nick Schmaltz and seeing how he's going to develop. He's that guy that could... He could score 30 goals in a season. He can score 80 points in a season, especially if he continues to stay close to Patrick Kane. But he's a guy. And then I want to watch Yoki Haru on defense.
I just want to say Yoki Haru.
I just want to get one of those sweaters so that I have that name on the back.
That's one of those before you say it. You got to like say it in your head quick to make sure you say it right.
There are J's in there. Yeah. Don't even ask me to spell it.
No. Don't look at it.
No.
Don't think it. Don't spell it in your head.
That won't help.
Just go Yoki Haru.
Yeah, Yoki Haru. Yeah, I mean, he was another guy, too, that going into the season, defensemen develop later. It's harder to play in this league as a young defenseman than a young forward just because where you are on the ice, you get pucks in dangerous situations. So how's he going to develop and how he's going to be? Man, he's been awesome. To be on the first power play at a 19-year-old on this team,
his poise out there,
he just has the heat. Talk about a guy with some swagger. Yeah. He skates around with some little confidence out there, a little bit of swagger. He's just going to keep getting better, too. He's been an exciting guy to watch, and I think if you asked Quinville if he could tighten up just 10% in the defensive zone, man, he's another guy. Sky's the limit. He's going to be a fun player to watch.
And that's where they need the help right now. I mean, that's obviously in the defenseman. There's only so much a goalie can do.
Yep.
Right. And you saw. I mean, the first goal on Crawford when he came back that first night.
Yep.
You know, it was like there was. Yeah. I mean, he was totally left wide open there. Right. Yep. So you got to be able to find a way. And I know And Q is the kind of guy that he just scares me to even imagine. When I close my eyes and I imagine him, I get scared.
Yeah.
I see the twitch of the mustache, and I immediately think someone's going to get hurt. And I cannot imagine what it would be like to be a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Facing skating that. Back to the bench after you just let a guy do what he just did.
You don't look at him then.
Yeah. Right. And then do you sometimes want to go to the other bench or take a penalty and go, I'll go in the penalty box now, don't worry, I can't actually go back.
You go back and you sit down and turn your back so you don't have to
look at him. I don't see you. I don't see Corey Crawford addressed that a little bit. A lot of people thought maybe even longer before he came back, and now we're seeing him again. We're happy he's in net. What are you seeing there? What are your observations?
I think the guys that were around him right around training camp, he wasn't present at training camp, didn't skate the first couple days, but he was getting closer to being on the ice, and just seeing his face and seeing his smile and seeing him excited to get back, and you just got a sense he was close. He was going to come back this season, and they didn't get it out. He didn't talk about it much. He didn't want to make any promises he didn't think he could deliver on, but I had that sense, and guys close to the team and close to him had that sense that he's coming back. You can just tell by the look in his face, the interviews that he gave, is he's hungry again. He wants to come back, and I can tell you as a player, when you've got a guy like him behind you, it adds some confidence. I mean, look what the team did last year with him in the lineup, and then all of a sudden, halfway through, he goes out, and the season kind of went to crap, and that's a big difference in this team. And now, you talk about the defense that needs some help there. Well, the way the league is now, you're not going to have shutouts anymore. You're not getting many 1-0, 2-1. You got to score 3 goals to win every night.
But that helps the offense, too, when you got a great tender. Because
you can take chances.
You can take chances. You can take chances on wacky passes.
Yep.
And you figure this guy's going to handle it. If one guy gets back there with him, it's going to be okay. I just kind of it's just fun to be in the building this year in a way. I mean, there was always hope. There was hope in 16. There was hope in 17. But by the middle of 17, you started to get the sense that this was not going to be good, and then we have something really amazing to look forward to on New Year's Day.
Yep.
You know, that's
Notre Dame.
Right, and the thing is that when the nation starts talking about the Hawks again, it changes the dynamic.
Yep.
Right, people are, because it's been too long. People have been talking about the Penguins, or they've been it's Nashville.
Yep.
I mean, and there's no question that Nashville's rise and Chicago's demise in the last two seasons is related, right? Because they're
same division,
right? So, but this is really going to be a very, very fun, very competitive year, and the division is out of its mind.
Yep, it's crazy.
Someone's going to have to lose a game.
They're intimidating again, the Blackhawks. When teams come in here now, it's like, holy man, we better buckle up because they're running and gunning. They're fast again. They're playing fast. They got young studs zipping around out there. So this is the 2013-15 teams again, where it's up and down action. I mean, I get excited coming to the rink again now. I get excited watching this team, and I think fans do too. Like, you nailed it. The energy in the building's different this year than it was last year, and rightfully so.
No question.
And you nailed it in saying that the game has changed so much in the last couple of years. You know, the big lumbering guys are just going to lay it.
You and I.
Yes. Yep. No longer a part of that.
Do you like that style, Adam? Do you like where the NHL's at and where the game of hockey is trending?
I think it's as good as it's been. Yeah, I mean, I love seeing fights out there and stuff like that, but I think at the end of the day, you want to see shootouts. You want to see games like that opening game against Toronto, back and forth action. You want to see the Stars put on a show, and now the game has opened up where now these Stars can put a show on any single night. I think it's a more fun product for sure. I think fans will enjoy these 5-6-5 games, these 4-3 games. Yeah. I think it's more fun. Gives us something to talk about.
Right. But the characters, though, that's the problem. All those thuggy characters, the big slow skating.
Right. The guy who looks like your bartender.
Right.
Get out there and kill somebody.
Wait, Ogie Oglethorpe takes to the ice. You go, oh no.
Great name.
This is really going to be something here.
You see it in all leagues, though. When they develop the sports and want to move it forward, it's more scoring, more scoring, more scoring. You see it in the NFL, in NBA, even in baseball. They want more scoring and home runs and things like that. So.
The only way you change it is if all of a sudden one team comes up with a bunch of goons and they win the Stanley Cup, then everybody's going to need a bunch of goons and thugs.
Copycat league.
I don't think that's happening.
Right.
Well, you can find them. King Kong Korobas still put down the skates. You get him out there. You like him doing TV?
I'm having a lot of fun. I have fun. I got a good sitting with Pat Boyle. He makes it easy for me, and I've had a lot of fun with it. Yeah, it's been cool, and it's fun. It's been fun this year having to get to talk about this team. But I get to talk about my buddies. That's
you're good
easy.
At it. You're really. It's very fun to watch.
I got you tricked too, huh?
Yeah. For the moment. But I'm
he's very critical though. So he'll come out of nowhere, Adam, and he'll tell you what you're doing wrong.
Goes wrong, I'm ready to pounce. Adam Burrish, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. You can see him on NBC Sports Chicago, and along with Pat and all the rest of the guys here in the best. best, I think the best hockey coverage in America is
so good.
From the network level, from NBC Sports down to NBC Sports Chicago. Just doesn't get any better than that.
And John Stein-Miller, too, with the Blackhawks and their PR staff.
Yeah, they're
killer.
Yes, that's it. They are the whole organization, as we like to say.
Now you can have the margarita.
All right. Okay.
Get the margarita waiting for you, Adam.
Let's make sure that he doesn't have to work. Yeah, even if he does have to work. Violetta has to work, and she's drunk off her ass.
What?
All right, hold on a second. Let's check in with Judy first to find out what's happening in the WGN newsroom.